This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Following her primary election victory last week, Rebecca Cook launched a two-day campaign tour focused on unity ahead of the midterm election. The Cook Coming Together Tour, organized in partnership with the 3rd Congressional District Democrats of Wisconsin, began at the Eau Claire County Democratic Resource Center on Monday morning. During the event, Cook highlighted affordability as one of the biggest issues for local voters to unite around.
My message, I think, to people that may have gone with Emily Berge in the primary or may have voted for Derek Van Orden in the past is we have a big tent and you are welcome here. I think for anybody who is frustrated and fed up with the way this war in Iran has increased prices across the board, whether you're a farmer and has increased your diesel or fertilizer prices, or just regular consumers who, you know, are struggling to be able to go to the grocery store, fill up at the gas pump, pay their rent or mortgage, and let alone go on a summer vacation. I think there's a lot of people that are really struggling with that.
Cook also discussed the persistent healthcare challenges facing Chippewa Valley voters over the last few years, saying that addressing those issues would be her top priority if victorious in November.
HR1 has to be focused on healthcare. And I think turning back what is going to happen, especially after this election with the cuts to Medicaid and the impact that's going to have on our rural hospitals, I think the very first thing that we can do is expand the ACA tax credit premiums for 3 more years, which is something Congress failed to do at the end of last year. People saw their premiums go up from $400 to $1,800 a month. That would provide some immediate relief. But then after that, we've got to focus on working to pass a public option, things like expanding Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing, the things that deteriorate as folks age. Those are some real, it can't just be a Band-Aid to this healthcare problem that we have in our country. There's got to be some real solutions.
Cook will look to unseat incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden in November after falling short of that goal in the 2024 election. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The conflict with Iran continues to impact prices at the pump here in the U.S. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Gas prices rose 4.4 cents over the last week, the average on Monday landing at $3.88 per gallon. This is 10.3 cents higher than a month ago and $1.06 per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average has risen 7.7 cents over the last week, averaging $4.02 on Monday. Gas Buddy officials say prices rose in more states than they fell due to the continued closure of the Strait of Hormuz and ongoing Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil refineries. These attacks are impacting refined product prices more than crude oil itself.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News. Officials at Gas Buddy say the seasonal transition to cheaper winter blend gasoline could bring some relief in the coming months. However, these geopolitical tensions could keep upward pressure on the market. Wisconsin's capital city is among the better places for pets to live. Finance website WalletHub recently ranked the 100 biggest cities in the U.S. based on nearly 24 metrics and ranked them based on pet friendliness. That includes health and wellness and access to the outdoors. Madison ranked 47th in the country and received its highest praise in health and outdoor categories. Milwaukee was ranked much lower in the study, coming in 98th overall. Wisconsin drivers, students, and families are being asked to slow down and stay alert as schools get ready to reopen. The Wisconsin DOT and the Department of Public Instruction are marking School Transportation Safety Week with daily reminders about crossing guards, bus stops, school zones, and pedestrian safety. Officials say drivers must stop for school buses with red flashing lights and watch closely for children walking or biking. Madison City Attorney has determined that the Office of the Independent Police Monitor can't access records related to the police shooting death of Corey Ruiz. The city attorney said the records can't be accessed until the state's investigation is complete. Ruiz was shot and killed by Madison police officer Kyle Badinger Peterson during a struggle with police on July 22nd. City Attorney Michael Haas issued a formal legal opinion on August 15th addressing a subpoena the monitor's office sent to Madison police requesting records from the incident. Haas said state law gives priority to the outside investigation being conducted by the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigations. A new poll shows Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley with an early lead in the Wisconsin governor's race. The Badger Battleground poll of 500 likely November voters shows the Democrat with 48% of the vote, compared to Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany's 44%. The survey also showed Crowley being favored by independents and college grads and having a favorability rating of 43%. Tiffany's favorability rating was 38%. Wisconsin college students could see tuition stay flat for 2 years under a new proposal from the Universities of Wisconsin. The plan would freeze tuition from 2027 through 2029 if lawmakers provide $190 million for campus operating costs and to cover the cost of the freeze. Tuition increases would then be capped at inflation for the next 2 years. The DNR wants to grow Wisconsin's next generation of hunters by finding people willing to teach and landowners willing to help. Volunteers can lead lessons on topics like firearm safety, dog training, preparing venison, and cooking wild game. Interested instructors and landowners can contact the DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Program Specialist for details. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home taking on the Mariners. The crew missing players with injuries. Outfielder Sal Frelick still on rehab assignment. Cooper Pratt and Abner Uribe due back later this month. Manager Pat Murphy.
We're banged up as a team can be. That's just the way it is.
Jake Bowers.
Everybody here is a professional. Everybody here understands that you have to do what you have to do for the team. You know, it's nothing that any of us in the room haven't seen before or can't handle.
NFL, Keyshawn Nixon, apparently demoted for now, means more snaps for the Packers' top pick, Brandon Cisse, at defensive back.
You know, you trust your keys, trust your alignment, trust the things that you know your coaches are telling you to do, and you don't do anything out of the ordinary. You know, you do what you're supposed to do, and you read what you're supposed to read, and you try to go out there and make the plays that come to you, and that's just kind of how I approach it.
That's Brandon Cisse with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, an early evening shower or thundershower, then clearing with a low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.